7:30.
It's up to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, might be dangerous. Thank you, brother. Good morning, Calvary Chapel Church, and greetings to you in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. A few weeks ago, when Lynn asked if I would come and bring a message, I said, let me think about it, pray about it. I did, and very quickly, the Lord said, sure, go. What do I need? And what shall I say? A simple verse, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Two little phrases. Walk by faith, not by sight. And yesterday, the Lord very clearly told me, and Danny just affirmed that with that letter you read. A lot of times when we preach, and Tom will attest to this, that we sense in our spirit that we're speaking to the individual person. And that's a lot of times the case. And that's what this message is. But yesterday, very clearly, I believe the Lord wants to encourage the Calvary Chapel Church with that verse. Because there's a lot of, maybe younger people, there's a lot of questions. A lot of things maybe you don't understand. It's okay. Calvary Chapel Church is going to be okay. Don't be so hard on yourselves. God loves you the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you hear an amen? So, as we face the uncertainties of our future on this earth, because beyond this earth we already know. I read the back of the book. I know the end of this story. So do you. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've got work to do. So this morning, I would encourage you, let your faith control your walk. And when I use that word walk, it's a way of life. And so, as we think of walking by faith, what does that really mean? Sometimes I think I'm just kind of weak in my faith. And then I read stories about believers somewhere around the world, or I read stories of Paul. I read stories of people that have died because of their faith. They didn't give up. They proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ till the very end because they knew by faith that the next moment when they leave this life, they would be in the glories of heaven. As we live as believers, I believe we are called by faith, because it takes faith for the unbeliever to believe that Christ died and rose again, and that is interceded at the right hand of God. But when I think about that, the things that I do sometimes, I say, you big dummy, why'd you do that? But the Spirit of God that dwells within me convicts me when I have failed or done something wrong. And I can come to Christ and He is there ever loving me in spite of my flesh, in spite of my lack of faith. I struggle a little bit, but I feel like this morning I need to share something that's really personal. I don't want to name your names, but as I look at your faces, you know who you are that have been words fail me to describe what I feel in my spirit. That have been such a blessing. I guess I don't apologize for my emotions. I'm surprised that I'm this emotional. But anyhow, it is what it is. Because it means so much. So many, when we went through a dark valley, I can't put into words how much it means. How much you, as individuals, as a church, helped my faith.
I share that to say this, that look, we need each other. There's a verse we're going to get to, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Whew. And they get worse and worse. Day after day. But God, and that changes everything, doesn't it? But God is in control. So maybe if I share this, I can help somebody's faith. The only reason I'm going to share something personal here is that I want your faith to grow. How do we grow our faith? Some of it is simply getting on our face before the Lord and emptying ourselves, recognizing that Jesus was that sacrifice for us. I'm not sure if I can read this without getting choked up a little bit, but bear with me, will you? I wrote this in October of 19. Now, some of you that don't know me very well, I'm type A and wide open, whatever I do. See, the verse in the Bible says, whatever you do, hardly as unto the Lord. So, if it's eating, I like to eat. If it's playing, I like to play hard. If it's time to work, I like to work. So I say that, and even my wife said, soon after we got married, I was always wide open. Whatever I did, she had to hang on to my shirt tail just to hang on. Here we go. Where are we going next? I don't know, but we're going. Where the Lord leads, right? Well, in the midst of life, enjoying life, having a business that supplied means for five families and things going well. In the midst of that, God said very loudly, slow down. How did he say that? Let me read a couple paragraphs. This is written October 25th, 2019. To my brothers in Christ, blessed you in Christ, I do not know where to begin my story, but I do know where it ends. Remember that. Your story ends, and you know where it ends. I don't know where to begin my story, but I do know where it ends. It ends with giving glory, honor, and praise to my God and Jesus, my Savior, no matter the outcome of my life. A few weeks ago, I noticed a large lump under my right arm. Went to the doctor after a week of ultrasound, mammogram, blood tests, and et cetera, CAT scans, PET scans. Had an appointment for a biopsy on October 18th. The doctor ended up moving almost a tennis ball-sized lump under my right arm. Bone marrow test, all that stuff. And after the lab report, the doctor called me when I was in Texas and said, I have diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. What does that mean? Chemotherapy, radiation, maybe. It'll work. My emotions have been all over the board, but emotions are only a small part of John David Yoder. My spirit, my soul, with the power of the blood of Jesus, the baptism of the Holy Spirit will overcome the mountain we face. As I look back at other mountains and giants we have faced and overcome by the power of God Almighty and many of his warriors, that's you, I will and I do raise a hallelujah no matter what happens to this flesh, because he must increase, I must decrease. And I've got some other verses to. I want to share that for one purpose, and that is to give you some encouragement. Look, no matter what you face, you can face it, and you can live through it, and you can get through it, you can get over it. So come on, church, you're going to be okay. Because, not necessarily because of you, but in spite of you, because Jesus is still on the throne. When you see the wickedness and the immorality in the world today, don't be discouraged by that, because it's promised that's going to happen in the end times. And we are fast moving, I believe, the end times, where we as believers must be rooted and grounded in the Word of Almighty God as we walk this life. I talked to three people before the service, so I'm going to have Caden Mass come up here. Now, remember, walk is a way of lifestyle. What else illustration do I use? But he's walking. By the way, everybody's watching you walk. You know that, right? Look how easy he walks up the steps, around the pulpit, and he keeps right on walking. He didn't have any issues with that, did he? Sheldon, your turn next. Now, when I asked him, he said, yeah, I said a young man. And he said, I'm just an old man. I said, well, we're in the same boat. But look, he's walking. One step at a time. How many steps is he taking? One at a time, right? There he goes. Generations apart. Can I ask you, Sheldon, how old you are? You're 70. Close. And Caden is how old? How old? 11. Look at the difference in the ages. They walked up here with ease. Now, I talked to Marjorie beforehand. I'm not asking her to come walk up here. But I'll use the illustration. Marjorie, our dear sister, would have a struggle, wouldn't she? We all know that, right? Okay, these two, young guy and old guy, did it. She would have a struggle doing it. Let me ask you this question. Where is the value of these three souls? Is one any better than any other? You'd say, well, she can't. Yeah, she can't. She can't walk. But I think what God calls the old people to do among us is to pray and be a prayer warrior. I know that Sheldon's a prayer warrior. The young guy over there, he's not yet a prayer warrior. I'm just being frank and honest because he's young. He's still immature. He's growing in the Lord. He will become that. But his value is the same before Almighty God. Amen? You would agree with me, right? The value of what we are and who we are. And so often we as men, when men get together, don't know each other, what do? Oh, I farm, or I clean properties, I work in a factory, I drive truck. Hey, by the way, now I get to say, I'm retired. Whew, that seems funnier for me to say that, but it's a fact. Not that I necessarily wanted to, so I was going to work a long time. But anyhow, be that as it may. God is still good, and I praise Him every day for life. I thank God that He has given me life, but He wants us to live more abundantly, no matter what age we are. So walk by faith. What does that really mean? It means, first of all, to trust in God. Our way of life should be trusting in God every single day. Trust in His promises. Trust in His actions. Trust in His character. Even when things are unclear or difficult. And some people might say, well, Calvin's going through a difficult time. Let's be honest, yeah, it can be. But you can make it through a difficult time as you walk by faith, not by sight. Focus on the unseen. We so often as men like to focus on the seen, that what I can do with my hands, what I can accomplish, what truck I can have, what tractor I can have, what farm I can have, what business I can own, what this and that. We kind of base it on that. But God is asking to look at the unseen things. What does that mean? That means the things in the spirit. That means the things by faith. So let your faith grow, even as young people. Let your faith grow, even as you observe what's happening in your life, in the church life right now. Let your faith not waver. God is still in control. And God calls people into ministry, and God calls people out of ministry. God moves His people as He wills. I believe that. Living by faith, it's a life that's guided by faith. What are you guided by? What are you controlled by? What is your drive? Oh, my drive was to, hey, as long as it works, if I can find good drivers, just keep adding trucks. Keep building the fleet. Keep making the factory bigger. Keep adding more farms. Keep doing this and keep doing. But let's focus more on the unseen. And God will, I believe, bless us. Trusting in His promises. Can I trust completely in His promises? When God gives me a promise that things will be well with me, we sing that song, "It is well with my soul." See, that's the unseen. It is well with my soul. Can you say that before Almighty God this morning and really mean it? You can by faith. Faith in God. Faith in His holy word. Faith in believing that He's going to get you through it. No matter what you face, you're going to get through it. When this mountain of cancer rose up, its ugly head in front of us, because of God's people and because of God and His faith and His Holy Spirit and knowing the love of God, we made it. I told the doctors, yeah, I'll consent to the chemo and the other junk they do, but it will be God who does the healing. I told them at the very end, I think it was October, it would have been 5 years ago, September. He said, "You're healthy. I don't expect I'll ever see you again." I said, "No, by the grace of God, you'll never see me again in here." I thank God for that. And of course, some because of that, some may have a heart attack. You know, when I say that John David Yoder has congestive heart failure, it's like, what? I look in the mirror and say, "Hey, you got congestive heart failure." "What? Congestive heart failure, you guys all feeling..." "Well, you don't look like you're not healthy." I've said this lots of times, and I'm going to keep saying it till the day I die. We, according to Thessalonians, your whole spirit, soul, and body be blameless before the Lord. That's what the Word says, right? Do you all agree with me this morning that we are spirit, soul, and body? Which is the least of those three? Would you agree with me this morning that body is the least? So then, if I take care of my soul by faith, my spirit, keeping in tune with God, will that not help my body stay above and be discouraged, not become discouraged? No, I can't do what I used to do, but it's okay. I can get up in the morning. Sometimes I say, "Lord, thank you for letting me live another night. Thank you, Lord, for letting me go from horizontal to vertical." Sometimes I say, because I know if I stay horizontal too long, they'll stick me in a box and put me in a hole in the ground. That's just my body, though. I'm looking forward to the day. My soul and spirit say this, looking forward to that day when it happens. Why? Because I will be knowing in the presence of Jesus. Do you know without a shadow of a doubt, by your faith, that the next moment of time when your body exits or your spirit soul exit the body, that you will be in the presence of Almighty God? Do you know that you know that you know? You can by faith is the only way you can know. What a blessed privilege it is. We should be the happiest people on the face of this earth. And I'll say, "Oh boy, check my portfolio in the stock market. Oh my goodness, I lost a lot of money this week. And oh my, what are we going to do?" You're going to keep on keeping on. You'll be all right. Sure, it hurts, but it's only finances. You can get by. You'll be all right. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." I sometimes like these old quotes from way back. Here's another one from Charles Spurgeon. It's trusting in God's goodness. Even when things difficult and uncertain, we should be trusting that God is working it out for our good. And that's based on Romans 8:28. All things shall work out together for good. God, this sure don't seem like it's working. When you're in the midst of it, it don't seem like it's working. Calvary Chapel, some people in church might say, "It don't seem like it's working." It's still working. God is working behind the scenes. Your elders, your leaders are working behind the scenes. Y'all, I know y'all are praying. Interesting message title I preached one time a while back, and that is, "When God's people cry, God hears their plea." Does it happen overnight? Not always. Sometimes it can be 400 years. But God hears our cry. He may not answer your way, but He'll answer. People, keep your faith. Keep your faith. Ephesians chapter 5. Time is going way too fast. But let's read at least a couple of these verses. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Imitators. Are you an imitator? I see you just this week, somewhere, I'm not sure it was, a little boy that can imitate like 30 birds, like exactly to the T, can imitate them, sounds just like them. Even though he's autistic, he can sound just like these 30 birds and just mimic them exactly. The Bible tells me and you Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ, who has loved us, given himself for us, and offering a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. God wants us to imitate him. In the human race, the best imitators are little children. They like to imitate what grown-ups are doing. They like to imitate what they see somebody doing. They like to imitate maybe a sports figure or somebody. God wants us to be imitators of him. What does that look like? How do I imitate God? I follow Christ. I go by faith. I read the Word. I meditate on the Word. And I fellowship with other believers. That is what is imitating God. But walk in love. That is not always easy. And in the day and age we live in, there is so much unrest in the world. Sometimes in family members, there's political disagreements that have gotten completely ridiculously out of hand. Some situations just don't go there. I'm not going to accomplish anything. Walk in love. Do I love my neighbor as I do love myself? Do I love as Christ has loved? I really believe, brothers and sisters, as I studied and meditated on this, that as we walk by faith, I believe, I for myself, and I think it's true for every believer, the walking by faith must have an ingredient, or should I say, must be fueled by love. When Lamont fires up his tractor, one of these days it's going to get warm and he's going to fire up a tractor. The battery's going to have enough volts to turn it over. The engine is going to have oil to lubricate it. It's going to have coolant to keep it cool when it's working hard. It's going to have air so it can breathe. It's going to have fuel. All those work together so that as he's going across the field doing his field coloring, disking, planting, plow, whatever, it needs those ingredients to function. We as believers need a lot of things, but we do need each other. I can't stress that enough, how that we need each other. But as you think of faith, it takes love. Probably would be like fuel in a tractor. It takes fellowship. You need to be together. You need each other. We need each other like never before as believers. We need to encourage each other to keep on keeping on. So, Calvary Chapel Church, come on now. Keep on keeping on, because it's going to be okay. God has a plan for you. Be patient. Continue to love each other. If you don't have some disagreements through this whole process, you're not normal. If you have some disagreements, it's okay. You can be honest with each other, but you must love like Christ did. You're going to be okay. Live by faith, not by sight. Live according to the holy word of Almighty God. Live. Choose to walk in life. So when you choose to walk in faith, choose to walk in love. A way of life is a conduct. Be imitators of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus gave himself a supreme sacrifice. Many times in my prayer I say, thank you, Lord, for being that example. Jesus was an example that we can imitate. But he was more than just an example. He was a sacrifice. For God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. He was willing to be imitating his father. He was willing to be listening to his father. And he went through a very hard task. Why did he do it? Didn't he do it because he loved you? He loved me. And while yet we were sinners, Christ died for us because of love. (Clears throat) as we think of the next few verses, what talks about the filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting, it talks about covetousness, sexual sins. Verse 5 says, "For you know that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the son of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers of them." Now listen, verse 8. "For you were once darkness." Yes, I was in darkness before I came to Christ. "But now you are light of the world. Walk as children of light." This past week, starting Monday through yesterday, let me ask you a question. Were there times where maybe you were walking along and you weren't really walking in love like you should have to somebody, or you weren't walking in light? We are the light of the world every single day. Well, the person that pulled out in front of you when you were trying to hurry and, ooh, you had some thoughts about that ridiculous person. Come on, it happens to all of us. But when the Spirit whispered in your ear, you just say, "Lord, help me not to get angry." Did you say, "Lord, be with that person. Somehow let them see the love of Jesus." What about something happened at home? You got mad at your wife or your children. Were you walking in love? Walking in love means that every moment, every day, every time I respond to somebody that's in love. Is it easy? No. But with the power of God Almighty living and residing within you, you can love. So when I mention this word, walking by faith and not by sight, you can only do that with the love of Christ within you. Walk in the light. Be thankful. The next one is verse 15. "See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." How am I redeeming the time? It's like a coupon. When you redeem a coupon, you get something back. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. We know we look out there and there's a lot of evil, there's a lot of wickedness, but we need to continue to look in and look into the Word of Almighty God to be encouraged. So I encourage you this morning, keep studying, keep reading the Word of God, keep praying for each other, keep praying with each other. Verse 19, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always." There's another powerful ingredient to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and that is have a heart of thanksgiving. Be thankful. Are you a thankful person? There's so much we are thankful for. There's so many things that I have responded, I'll say hundreds of times. "How you doing?" I say, "I'm doing okay." I don't say I'm doing good because I wouldn't be completely honest. "I'm doing okay. But I am thankful for so many things. I'm thankful I can still walk around. I'm thankful I can still run a chainsaw. Maybe not very long, but I can still run a chainsaw. Maybe not stack much wood, but it's okay. There's so much I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I have a wife that believes in me and that believes in God. And 4 children and their spouses that are walking with God. Grandchildren that have come to age of accountability that are walking with God. I am so thankful. Do I have what I thought I would accumulate when I was 40 and 50? No, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. What matters is what I have sent already ahead." How do you do that? Walk by faith. That's how you do it. Walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm going to encourage you to walk by faith, be thankful, be loving, walk in love, love and respect and honor those that are in authority over you, no matter who it is. Love and respect and pray by the way, the Bible tells me to pray for those in authority over us. Even if I strongly disagree with them, I still need to pray. How in the world did the United States of America get to this point? God Almighty, help us. That means we have more work to do than ever as a church. That is to walk by faith. Let the world know that you're walking by faith. Don't be drunk with wine, 18 said, but be filled with the Spirit. Another ingredient to walk by faith. There's so many of them, and time just to have enough to do that. But let me ask, does your walk match your talk? And does your talk match your walk? If you look back to last week here, you'll know. You can answer that yourself. You don't have to answer to me. But you do have to answer to the Lord Jesus Christ how you are walking. If you're struggling, all you have to do is say, God, help me. God, build my faith. He may do some things in your life that you don't expect, but He will. He will. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk in love. Be imitators of God Almighty through Jesus Christ. You're going to be all right. To the Calvary Chapel Church, I beg of you, just keep praying and pressing in and be patient. One that I had to struggle with in my life. Another ingredient to walk. To walk in faith, not by sight. Many of you people wear glasses. I thank God I said when I'm 60, I'll go to the eye doctor. Well, I'm 67 next month, or this week. Whoa, Friday. Wow. Junior just had one yesterday, didn't you? Anyhow, lifelong friend. Anyhow, put on your spiritual glasses so you can see. How do I do that? Read the word, meditate. And I should have had a whole list of those things and handed them out to you. But I gave you just a small amount I gave there. Love, patience, sound mind. On and on I could share. Those are the ingredients to allow you to walk by faith, not by sight. I'll ask you this question. And when John David Yoder says in closing, he's maybe one or two sentences. So here's the last sentence. Does your walk match your talk? And does your talk match your walk? Please stand. My dear people, that last statement I said, I'd like to have you just bow your heads and you ask God that question. Ask God that question, and I know a minute's a long time, but I'm going to pause and just let it be silent for 1 minute. You ask God that question. God, has my walk, that's the way of life, match my talk, my conversation? Ask God that, and if He answers you and says, good job, great, bless the Lord. If you need some improvement, say, Lord, show me where that improvement needs to be. And when He shows you, you just say, God, take care of that for me. I bring it to your altar. I release it to you. Almighty God, I ask your blessing upon this assembly this morning and those under the sound of my voice. I pray, God, you would help us and show us where we have room for improvement. Take those things, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus. We choose this morning to have a walk more in tune, to walk in a greater dimension of your love, Lord Jesus. Help us not focus on the things that are around us that try to drag us down, but we choose today to focus on you and of your love. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the Calvary Chapel Church that you would build a hedge of protection around. And God, I think of the old verse, I think it's in Chronicles, that says, as a swooping swallow and a flittering sparrow, so shall any spirit that comes against be cast down. I pray that right now for the Calvary Chapel Church. God, that you would bless them, give the leaders wisdom, and every person in this building wisdom to seek your highest, your holiest will. Bless them for their faithfulness, Almighty God. Have your hand upon them and have your angel protect this body of believers. God, help us all together to walk in a greater dimension and greater depth of faith and not just by sight. Help us, God, to walk in love and to magnify your kingdom and be warriors for your kingdom. Bless us all together so we may be a blessing to you and make a difference in the world we live in. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all the church said, amen. God's blessings.